I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God has commissioned all of his people to be on mission wherever they live. He calls some to go where it's hardest to follow Christ. Patrick Anthony with FMI tells us.
Our mission is to work in places that it's difficult for the church to grow and expand because of persecution and or poverty. A lot of times that is in a Muslim context, but not always.
FMI is building new networks with church planters in Malawi, Saudi Arabia, and Morocco. Networking is slow, but once that trust is established, opportunities spring up.
They have such a heart for their country. I mean, church planters want the necessary support, whether it's training or whatever it might be. They want ministry to happen. So once they trust you, they want to be off and running.
Pray young Christians will stay in these nations and become leaders. And how should theology impact Bible translation? Dane with Unfolding Word says they equip local Christians around the world to understand and translate scripture for their own cultures, instead of introducing Western systems such as Armenian or Reformed theologies.
We're giving them the exegetical and the hermeneutical tools to become their own Calvins, their own Luthers, their own John Wesleys, you know, so that they can lead their own movements with integrity and having wrestled with God and with the text such that the theology that they write for their own people is authentic to them.
Help Unfolding Word equip Bible translators in some of the hardest to reach places in the world through your prayers and giving. The details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year with a goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.